Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few weeks back, Micah, my daughter, and I were working the concession stand over at House Park to raise money for her Austin High soccer team. And whenever somebody would come after we'd wait on them, they'd leave a tip in the tip jar. The tip jar said it was for the Austin High soccer team. And when they would leave a tip, we had a cowbell that we'd ring and make a big deal about them leaving a tip for us. Well, midway through the evening, two young boys, probably 8 to 10 years old or so, came up and bought two drinks for $6. I know it's expensive, but we don't set the prices. So anyway, two drinks for $6. They gave me a $10 bill. I gave them back 4 ones. The second boy took one of the $4 I'd given back from the first boy and put it into the tip jar. So, of course, I took the cowbell and rang the bell. And the boy, they thought this was hilarious. So the first boy took one of the other $3 and put it in the tip jar, and I made even a bigger deal out of it, Then they were so excited by that, they took both of the last $2 and put them in the tip jar, to which I said, guys, that's too much. You needed to keep that for yourselves. They said, no, we want to. So I could tell they really wanted to, so I let them do it, and I went absolutely bonkers, crazy. And they loved it. These two young boys could have easily bought something else with the $4 that they initially had left. But instead, they chose to give the money to support Micah's soccer team. And not only did they give that extra money, they gave it willingly and joyfully. It reminded me a bit of how our children often give their offerings in worship or in Bible class, Sunday school time, King Bequest time. If you ever watch kids give their money, they do it eagerly and joyfully. In fact, many of them will be offended if you pass them by when they have money to give. As an usher, they've probably learned this. You dare not pass over a child who has money to give because they'll either start crying or they will chase you down to make sure they get it into the plate. Children enjoy having the opportunity to give to the Lord. Do you? We'll come back to that question. Our epistle reading this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It tells us that the Macedonian Christians were much like our children. Let me read again. It said, in the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing this service to the Lord's people. I find those words of Paul so amazing. These young Christians in Macedonia, they were new to the faith, but they pleaded for the opportunity to share what they had with those who were in need, even though they themselves were in need. They had next to nothing. They gave as much as they were able. And Paul says, even beyond what they were able, because they loved the Lord. They knew that by serving these fellow saints, they were actually serving the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who had died and risen for them, the one who had set them free from their sin. These Macedonian Christians were a living witness to the Corinthian Christians and also an enduring witness to the church, which means to us, of what a dynamic difference the grace and the love of Jesus Christ makes in the hearts and the lives of people. When folks understand, and I mean truly understand, that God sent his own son to come down from heaven in this world to take on human flesh and to suffer and to die a gruesome death on a cross, to bear our sin upon himself and then rise from a grave that we might have forgiveness and the gift of life everlasting. You can't stop those people from giving to the Lord. Such people live for and long for an opportunity to demonstrate their gratitude to God for all that he has done for them. There's no need to urge or to remind or to beg these folks to give because they do it. They're willing and wanting and waiting for the privilege of sharing the blessings that they've been given. These Christians know the grace of God. They know Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. And they know that through him, we will all receive the riches of heaven. And they fully trust that God will provide for their needs in the here and the now. Let me ask that question again. Do you? Because you see, if you do know, and I mean truly know, and you believe, and you understand the ramifications of all that that took place in the cross and the empty grave, that Jesus died a death that should have been our death, and that he rose so that we could live with God forever. Nothing should be able to get in the way of giving back to the Lord for you. Like the Macedonian Christians, each of us should be urgently seeking out opportunities that we can give, both here at church and in the outside world and wherever folks need. The question, once again, is, are we? You know, the reality is I should never, ever have to preach a single sermon, single pledge Sunday sermon, on encouraging financial stewardship, because folks should be so overwhelmed with giving all the time, we wouldn't know what to do with what we had. We had so much. And yet every year our council, which most of you don't sit on so you don't see what goes on, but our council laboriously and meticulously goes through every single line item on our budget, trying to figure out how to save more money and how to cut costs so that we can pay our bills this year. We shouldn't have to think about that. We shouldn't have to think about cutting back so that we can make sure that we can pay our bills. So, you know, maybe we shouldn't turn on the air conditioner today because we need to save. Or, you know, let's not print any more bulletins. If we run out, we run out because we don't want to have any extra and waste that paper. Or, you know, our computer system is old, it's not working, or it's not protected right. But, you know, we have to be careful because we really don't have the money to pay for it. We shouldn't have to think about those things. We should never have to consider cutting back on ministries like we do every year. When it comes time to look at Jordan's thing, do we cut back on all that he does because we're not sure we can afford it or not? Shouldn't it even be on our mind? But it is, because we're not living like a Macedonian church. And having said that, there are some amazing Macedonian Christians at Christ Lutheran Church, believe me. There are some amazing Macedonian Christians. And it's because of them that this church keeps functioning, that we're able to continue. But we need everybody to rise to that level, to be a Macedonian Christian, to give as much as they are able and even beyond for the service of God and the service of the saints. So how do we get from being perhaps a Corinthian Christian to a Macedonian Christian? What do we do? How do we go from being somewhat reticent about giving to looking, pleading, urging, when can I give? We do it by doing what the Macedonian Christians did. It says they gave themselves first to the Lord. they focused on God's grace given to them in Christ Jesus, who exchanged again his riches for our poverty. And he exchanged our poverty for his riches. Their giving, the Macedonian folks, was a natural outgrowth of their gratitude and their trust. Whereas they knew that once they were lost and condemned sinners, now they were redeemed and forgiven children of God. And so rather than focusing on all the things that they had to give up or the things that they didn't have in this world, they focused upon all the things that were theirs in eternity because of what Christ Jesus had done for them. I pray that we would learn to focus on those things too. That whereas we were once lost and condemned sinners, now we too are the redeemed, loved, saved children of God because of Jesus. We have been promised a place in paradise with Christ and with his Father because of his sacrifice. And nothing in this world, no issue, no problem, no loss, no illness, no sickness or anxiety, no surgery, no danger, no situation, nothing can ever take that gift away from us. And I pray this, that we would live each day in the joy of that assurance, knowing and believing that God will always take care of us, and thus learn to give to God and to others inspired by that joy, and as that joy inspires us, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.